Here's Elliott. He's got it for the touchdown. Prescott, Gallup, touchdown, what a catch! Prescott floats it for Cooper, hits him in stride. Cooper stays in bounds for the touchdown, wow!
Welcome to episode number one of Full Press Cowboys. I am your host, Chris Rucker. I will be the one riding with you on this endeavor. Hopefully you enjoy it, and hopefully you stick around. You can follow me on social media at Rucker2020. You can follow Full Press Radio at Full Press Radio, and follow the Cowboys Twitter stream at FPC_Cowboys. Again, it's FPC_Cowboys. That's at Full Press Radio, and that's at Rucker2020. So again, I'm Chris Rucker. This is episode number one. This is not my first time hosting a podcast, but it is my first time hosting one about the Dallas Cowboys, who I have been a fan of for at least 30 years now. It doesn't seem like that long, but it's been that long. So it's the off season. The Cowboys didn't win the Super Bowl again, but for some reason, I don't know about you, but I feel very confident. I feel very happy going into the offseason. I feel very optimistic, would be a word for it, for the first time in a long time. And one reason is because Jason Garrett now coaches in New York City. No longer the coach of the Dallas Cowboys is Jason Garrett. Yes, we can't blame everything on Jason Garrett, but let's be honest. You name the potential Hall of Famers that were in Dallas whose career that man, not just him, but he had a lot to do with it. He was the head coach. Just wasted. I mean, I can name them off the top of my head. I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's start. Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Dez Bryant. Was he the coach for Terrell Owens? I take that back. He wasn't Terrell Owens. DeMarcus Ware, DeMarco Murray, Terrence Newman. He had two offensive lines, brought in defensive coaches left and right, and he could not get it done with all that talent. Not to mention three or five, I can't remember the exact number, players that left the Cowboys this year, went to the Kansas City Chiefs, and now all have Super Bowl rings. They weren't quote-unquote good enough to play with Dallas, and yet you got Anthony Hitchens making tackles in the Super Bowl, making plays. So Jason Garrett's no longer here, and there's a lot of change and turnover that may be taking place. It seems like almost half the team is free agents. We'll get into free agency later on in the off season, but probably the next episode. But we got Dak, who's in a contract dispute. Amari could be franchised if Dak signs his. Got a lot of free agents. Like I said, we got a new head coach we'll get into. The draft is, you know, a few weeks away. The combine is coming up soon. Man, there's just a lot going on. It's like the NFL season never stops. I feel like we were just watching the Super Bowl, and now here we are already. I'm looking at Greg Olsen is going to sign with the Seahawks. So now Russell Wilson's got another tight end just that fast. The Chiefs just held the trophy up and had a parade, and now we've already got other guys signing with other teams. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what everybody's talking about. Dak Prescott, the quarterback for America's team. Rumors are swirling. Dak has declined multiple offers from the team. Per reports, Dak wants a shorter contract. So I've seen a lot of people saying he wants more money than what they're offering. But from what I hear coming out of the Star in Frisco is that Dak actually wants a shorter contract because the new CBA will be signed in the next year or two. And some kind of way that's going to affect how contracts are going forward. So he wants a shorter contract, 4 to 5 years. The Cowboys don't want to do that because in 3 years, they'll be right back to where they are now, negotiating with a top-tier quarterback and he'll probably be wanting $45 million a year then. So they want anything over 5 to 7. Dak wants less than that. So I think they got to meet somewhere in the middle. You know, and from all rumors and reports, Dallas could have avoided this. They wanted to play around and play games after his first and second season. And not, well, obviously you wouldn't sign him after the first season. But after the second season, when he all but proved to you that he would be the man going forward, they could have signed him then for $25 million a year. Would you take that bargain right now? Would you sign Dak Prescott right now for $25 million a year? It's not my money, so it sounds very cheap. But they could have did that 2 years ago, and he'd already be 2 years into this multiple-year contract. So he's already playing, and then you got him locked up for the next three. Then you could sign Amari, and all the other chips could fall. But alas, for whatever reason, they waited. He was a fourth-round pick, so he was a bargain. You know, $600,000-some-odd a year, I believe, is what he made this year before he got the pay increase for the snaps that he played. For people that, you know, don't know that, when you're drafted at a certain position and you don't make as much, say you're a starting quarterback, we'll just use Dak. All right, he was drafted in the fourth round. It's only about $400,000-some-odd a year. But he plays every snap of every game and is a starting quarterback. So per NFL rules, they give him a percentage raise. So I think the last time I heard about it, I think it raised his salary up to like $1.8 million for the year, which is still peanuts for a starting quarterback. So Dallas has been playing with a bargain, so Dak's about to take them to the bank pretty soon. And I expect this to get done also. I don't think they'll franchise Dak. That's just my opinion. I think look around $37, $38 million a year, I think is where they're going to land at, probably 6 years. It'll be a little bit more than what Dak wants and a little bit less than what Dallas wants, but it'll be somewhere in the middle. And I think it'll get done. Deadlines make deals is what they always say. Jerry Jones right now is loving the fact that everybody's talking about the Dallas Cowboys and talking about Dak Prescott. And, you know, the Super Bowl is on. The Cowboys didn't make the playoffs, and Jerry Jones is going across the scroll at the bottom. He loves it. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I like it too. The fact that that's my team and people are always talking about him. But again, Dallas could have avoided this, got him for $25 million, but they didn't. So here's where we are. We got a quarterback that wants money. We got an owner that quote unquote wants to pay the quarterback money, but doesn't want to pay him all of it. And then you get all this talk, all these talking heads on television. All the fans, you know, I see a whole lot of differing opinions, and now people want to trade. They want to sign Dak and trade him for draft picks and sign Tom Brady. Is that really what we want? We want like a 44-year-old Tom Brady who could get hurt at any moment. It'll be just like having Romo again, and I love Tony Romo. But isn't it nice to have a quarterback that's built like a tank that can get hit? And you don't have to worry about him getting back up. Like, you almost expect it now. When Romo used to play, we would expect Romo to not get back up. And again, I loved Romo. Like, Romo was my favorite player for years. So this is no slight on him. But Dak is just younger. He's built tougher. He's built like a damn Ford truck. He can take a hit. He can get back up. He can deliver a hit. He's gritty. I mean, but you want Tom Brady. I understand. Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's in my generation of football that I watched. Tom Brady's the best to ever play. But Tom Brady's done, man. And with that offensive line that can barely block for Dak, y'all really want to put old Tom Brady back there? Come on. You want to go get Phillip Rivers? Phillip Rivers? You really want old man Rivers? What about Taysom Hill? Is that working for you? Oh, hell, why don't we just go get Colin Kaepernick? Come on, people. Let's be real. Dak Prescott is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'll give you some numbers. I got a lot of numbers. We're actually going to compare some numbers with the highest paid four quarterbacks in a second or two. But first, let's give you Dak's regular number. He's 40-24 as a starter over 4 years. 40-24. 1-2 in the playoffs. 8 comeback wins. 14 game winning drives. Career quarterback rating of 97. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Like, you don't just get a quarterback to fall off a tree and put up numbers like that. Has he won a Super Bowl? No. He's 4 years in, man. 4 years. You can't tell me Dak was the problem. Here's another stat. The Cowboys were 0-8 this season when they failed to score 30 points. That means if Dak and that offense didn't put up 30 points, they lost. I mean, obviously that's what that means. But think about that. Hey, Dak, give us 30 tonight. We got a shot. We'll hold them under 30, but you got to put up 30, and we got a shot. 0-8 when the team doesn't score 30. The man's got to put up 30 points just to have a shot at winning the game. That's incredible, and y'all want to get rid of him. And imagine, and he won 8 of those games. 8 of them. But let's compare some numbers. I found a stat today on sporttrack.com. I'll give them a shout out because this is where I'm getting these numbers from. We're comparing the top 4 paid quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And those 4 quarterbacks would be Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. Average salary of 32, 33 and a half, 33 and a half, and $35 million a year. The age of these men when they signed were 26 for Wentz, 24 for Goff, 34 for Rodgers, and 30 for Russell Wilson. These are how these numbers are going to work. All right, so we're going to do statistical comparisons, and we're going to use the 2 years before they signed their contract compared to Dak's last 2 years. And these numbers are really, really good. All right, so Carson Wentz, game played percentage, 75. All right, they're paying that man 30-some-odd million dollars a year, and he only plays 75% of the games. Dak Prescott, 100. Jared Goff, 96. Rodgers, 71. Russell Wilson, 100. All right, so he's playing 100% of the time the 2 seasons before he's going to get his new contract. The average of those 4 quarterbacks, yards per game, is 259 yards. Dak's at 276 over the past 2 years. Passing TDs per game, those quarterbacks, 2.20, Dak at 1.59. So they got him there on an average. Passing INTs per game, those 4 quarterbacks, 0.58, Dak 0.66. So again, he's right there with him. Passing completion percentage, 64.26 for the 4 of those quarterbacks, 66.6 for Dak. Passer rating 101 for the 4 quarterbacks, 98 for Dak. Rushing yards per game, 18 for both Dak and the 4 quarterbacks. And QB rating, 82 for the 4 quarterbacks and 80 for Dak. So he's right there. These are all gentlemen that are averaging on $33.5 million a year. Now, let's talk market value. The market value clearly goes up every time a new quarterback signs. So Dak is clearly going to covet more than $33 million a year. Do they bump him up to 40? No. I mean, if they did, hey, whatever. But no, you don't give him 40. And we're only talking $2 or $3 million, but you give the guy $37 million. He's going to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys going forward. He wasn't the problem. And I'm going to tell you what the problem was, and I'm going to tell you the solution when I come back after this short break. Welcome back to Full Press Cowboys. I am Chris Rucker. Got a little worked up talking about Dak there. Does anybody else get like that when you talk about the Cowboys? Because you just love them that much. That's why I'm very excited about this podcast. I appreciate Full Press for giving me the chance to do it. I appreciate Ian for letting me take the reins. So hopefully you will enjoy this podcast as much as I'm going to enjoy doing it. And tell your friends about it. Subscribe to us on iTunes. That's where we are. Search Full Press Cowboys. You'll find it on there. Hit the sub button. Give us a rating. Hey, tweet me and tell me how you feel. If you don't like what I'm saying and you disagree, I'm all for some good Dallas Cowboys banner. But keep it PG, because I'm not very PG and I will respond un-PG-ish. Let's talk about our new head coach. Well, I guess we could go back and talk about the old head coach. The thing I didn't like most about having Jason Garrett as a coach was adjustments, okay? It seemed like if Tyron Smith was out, we couldn't adjust. I went to the game in Atlanta, me and my wife, a couple years ago when Tyron and Zeke were out, where they let a guy sack somebody. Did he have 5 sacks? He might have, like, tied the record or broken it. I can't remember. But he just destroyed the game. How hard is it to put a tight end over there? Garrett always had this attitude in every press conference that we're not going to worry about what the other team is doing. We're just going to be good enough to do what we do. No, man, you have to adjust. And he failed to time and time and time again. You know who didn't fail to adjust? Mike McCarthy. Let me tell you how he adjusted. He got fired from Green Bay halfway through the season before last. And you know what he did? He didn't go and get another job immediately. No. He went and buried himself in a coaching bunker. He got a staff of coaches, and they studied the game of football. They studied the analytics of it. He even self-scouted himself to change up what wasn't working and to rectify and make better. I shouldn't say rectify, but to make better what was working. He adjusted, right? So he's going to come to Dallas next year, and it's not going to be the exact same Mike McCarthy, hopefully. It's a better version of him. And for people that are saying that McCarthy is nothing without Aaron Rodgers, that's, in the words of Obama, it's simply not true. think about this. Do you remember when Aaron Rodgers got drafted? Did he go number 1, 2, 3, top 20? No, he sat in that green room for so long. They had to move him backstage because it was getting embarrassing. All these teams kept passing on him. Then he finally got drafted by the Packers, and he had to wait on the bench for Brett Favre to throw more interceptions and finally get ran out of Green Bay before he was able to play. You know who his coach was? Everybody. Aaron Rodgers didn't just come into the league as Aaron Rodgers. He got coached up. He got helped to get better. Now that guy's going to be with Dak Prescott. If Dak Prescott is the quarterback. I mean, I for one, certainly think that he is. Now you're going to put Mike McCarthy, the guy who made Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers. That's my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. But like I said, Aaron Rodgers wasn't Aaron Rodgers when he came in the league. He's really good at offense. Dallas has a lot of weapons. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, hopefully Amari Cooper, maybe Randall Cobb's coming back. Michael Gallup is a stud. Tony Pollard, Blake Jarwin, hopefully Witten gets out of the way. We could do a whole entire episode on Jason Witten and how I think he may be one of the greatest Cowboys ever, but how I think him coming back this year cost them at least a game, maybe more. Witten didn't need to be. We'll talk about that later. Blake Jarwin, that's another one. Brought him up a second ago. Maybe Randall Cobb will be back. Maybe Tavon Austin. Like, you'll have all these weapons to play with. You can get creative. I know Kellen Moore is still the offensive coordinator, but let's be real. How much did he actually do? Was that Jason Garrett's playbook, and he was just allowed to kind of put his own little twist on it? And again, they won 8 games by scoring over 30 points. Something was going right with the offense. But when somebody hit him in the mouth, they couldn't adjust. So I think McCarthy will do well with that. He's building a really good coaching staff. Mike Nolan is the defensive coordinator. Again, Kellen Moore is back as the offensive coordinator. And from the PR standpoint, as of right now, it looks like Jerry's out of the way. Jerry's letting Mike do what he wants to do. You know, if we want to bring back Dez Bryant, which I'm against, that's up to McCarthy. And yes, Dez called it. And let me say this about Dez. Dez is one of my favorite Cowboys also. But I just think his last season, maybe the last 2 seasons, he wasn't producing as much as he, as much as somebody that caused as much of an uproar every time he did something. The production wasn't outweighing the production wasn't outweighing the antics, put it like that. And Dez never did anything like to get in trouble, or he was just a distraction. And I love Dez. I really hope he gets back in the league. Just not for the Cowboys. I don't think this team is built to have Dez Bryant on it. It's a young team. Your quarterback is 26 years old. Amari Cooper's young. And Amari Cooper and Dez Bryant are just such different people. Like, Dez is just always out there and talking and loud. And Amari Cooper is just like the complete opposite, you know? Fourth and goal against Philadelphia, he's on the sideline and he's not complaining about it, which I don't like. I mean, show me a little bit, but, you know, us fans, we're fickle, man. We don't want somebody loud and crazy like Dez Bryant, but we also want somebody with a little bit more passion than Amari Cooper. I'm fine with Cooper. I like Cooper. I like Cooper a lot. I think he was hurt this season, and he just doesn't complain and tell you about it. But I really like Cooper, and I really like Gallup. Dallas is a really good offense this year. That's a homer take, but back to Mike McCarthy. So McCarthy's going to have all these weapons to work with. He's going to adjust. Hopefully they can get some defender signed. We got a lot of free agents this year in Dallas. I mean, a lot of free agents. Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Robert Quinn. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? His brother played for us, tight end. Anyway, I guess he isn't that good if I can't remember his name. Randall Cobb is a free agent. LP Lattisaur is a free agent. Like, Dallas just has free agents everywhere. They got to make a decision with Jason Witten. We talked about that earlier. Byron Jones is a free agent. Are we going to draft a safety? Are we going to trade for Adams from the Jets? Like, Dallas has a lot of really good, really exciting, really, just really big decisions this offseason. And for the first time, like I said, I'm excited about it. I'm optimistic about it. I really don't care too much for the offseason, but this is going to be a fun one. That's why when me and Ian were talking about me doing this podcast, I thought about it and I was like, it's the offseason. I really don't want to start right now. But there's just so much going on right now. There's going to be so many moving parts. On the next episode, we're going to talk about all the free agents that we got, and we're going to talk about the draft prospects. Believe it or not, the draft is coming soon. The combine's coming soon. They already did the Senior Bowl. The NFL, the world in the NFL just keeps turning, man. So, all right, so before we get done with episode one, I'm going to leave you with some important dates for the NFL and around the league. This past week, February 11th, NFL clubs can begin to sign players whose 2020 CFL contracts have expired. February 24th through March the 2nd is the scouting combine, so that's coming up soon. The 25th is the first day of February. The 25th of February is the first day teams can designate the franchise or transition tags. That's going to be a big day as far as Dallas goes with Dak and Amari and even Byron Jones. March the 10th is deadline for the franchise tag. Somebody's getting tagged come March the 10th. And I would not be surprised if March the 8th you see something about Dak signing 6 years, $37 million a year. That's just my guess. March 16th through the 18th, clubs are permitted to contact and enter into contract negotiations with certified agents of players who will become unrestricted free agents upon expiration of their 2019 contract, which is really weird to me because it was reported today as we sit February 18th that Greg Olsen is going to Seattle. So I don't know. Maybe he's just agree. I don't know. I don't understand that one. March 18th, teams must exercise options for 2020 on all players who have option clauses in their contracts, so restricted free agents and things like that. March 29th through the 1st, NFL annual meeting, so rule changes and things of that nature. April 20th, teams with returning head coaches may begin off-season workouts. April 23rd to the 25th is your NFL draft. That's always a lot of fun. We're going to have a little bit of draft previews. I might even do a mock draft, which won't mean anything because I'm not really good at mock drafts, but I may do a mock draft. I might sit down and pick, you know, who Dallas picks with all their choices. I'm going to be way off, but, you know, we'll see. April 27th, NFL teams may request permission to visit with, and this is a big one, try out or sign any player who was under contract to the XFL at the conclusion of the XFL season. That is crazy to me. First off, the XFL has been really fun the past couple of weeks. If you're not watching it, give it a shot. I like it. I like the rule changes. I like the presentation of it. You know, the quarterback play is not where it should be, but everything else is exciting, man. And I mean, you got no dog in the race. Like, I just watch it and it's fun. It's football. May 1st through the 4th or May 8th through the 11th, rookie mini camps. The 19th and 20th are spring league meetings. July 15th is the deadline for any team that designated a franchise player to sign such player to a multi-year contract extension. So, for example, say Amari gets franchised, which I think is what's going to happen. The Cowboys have until July 15th to get a deal done with Amari, or he's going to play for however much that wide receiver franchise tag is, and it's guaranteed. So July 16th, he might get a really... Oh, I think they pay them weekly, but it's all guaranteed regardless. So July 15th is a deadline to get your franchise players signed. Mid-July, teams are permitted to open preseason training camp. So July, training camp starts. It'll be Mike McCarthy's first training camp in Dallas. August the 6th through the 9th is the Hall of Fame weekend that starts preseason football. August 11th is deadline for players with contract to report to teams in order to gain an accrued season towards free agency. So if you're holding out and you haven't reported by August 11th, get your ass in training camp. September 5th, teams must be down to the final 53-man rosters by 3 p.m. And September 10th, mark it down. Ladies and gentlemen, September 10th is the first day officially of the Mike McCarthy era, because that is game number one for America's team, Dallas Cowboys. I hope you enjoyed the show. We got a lot coming at you this offseason. This was our first time, well, my first time doing this. So I'll listen back. I'll have a lot to learn. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you stick around. And I hope the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl in 2021. Let's go. I'm Chris Rucker. This has been Full Press Cowboys. Peace.